Shalom. Welcome to the Cloud with Apostle Michael A. Ohene, the Presbyter of Malik Fortress, a religious organization. In today's episode, we are looking at the Church of Laodicea, which is the last church essence in our exposition on the Lucania. I read from Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. And unto the angel of the Church of Laodiceans write, these things say the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Laodicea means the right of the people. It comes from two Greek words, laos and decay. Laos means people and decay means right. It is in this that we see the greatest challenge of the church in allowing the people to direct the church and not the Holy Spirit. At this height or ascent, the believer must have come to a place where all that he does is directed by the Spirit of God. And this is the place of the adoption of sons. So Romans chapter 8 verse 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Revelation chapter 3 verse 21 also says, to the overcomer at the seventh ascent, Jesus said to him, to him that overcomes, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. This is the highest height of the overcomer. And then the promise is simple. You will sit in my throne. This is the greatest honor that a man can be given in the universe of God. Being given the right to eat of the tree of life is wonderful. Being given immunity of the second death is awesome. Eating of that precious hidden manna is sacred. Being made a morning star is all the more glorious. Being made a pillar in the temple of God is refreshing. Receiving the privilege of an inauguration to the Father and his angels is invigorating. And yet nothing surpasses the power to sit in the throne of God, because he gives you right over his people. He that sits on the throne becomes a pantocrator of a universe of God. He becomes the icon of that universe. He becomes the source of that creation, a king of the king of kings and a lord of the lord of lords. He becomes the potentate, though he himself would have derived his source from God. Yet in this state, one does not just possess derived power, but inherent power, just as God. This may sound blasphemous in somebody's ears, but Revelation chapter 21 verse 7 says that, he that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. All things shall be inherited according to the scripture. All the seven heights must be inherited. At the point when the believer has inherited all things, that is when he becomes the consummate overcomer. The Greek word translated as son in the verse above is heos, and it denotes a matured son or an adopted son. The adoption of sons, rendered in the Greek as heothesia, is what I am talking about here. Romans chapter 8 verse 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The kind of son that Paul is speaking of here is heirs of God. This son has matured to inherit all that the Father has. He becomes exactly as the Father in nature and in kind, and in function as well. He is led by the Spirit through the seven ascent to the throne of God. Galatians chapter 4 verse 1 to 2 says, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from the servant, though he is Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. As long as the son is not matured, he cannot have the possession of the Father, though it rightfully belongs to him. That is the same way the believer must allow the Holy Spirit, who is the tutor, to take him through the seven ascent to inherit all things, which means inheriting God. Hallelujah. Inheriting God may sound far-fetched to some ears, But Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 16 to 17, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Now the Amplified Version put it this way, very beautiful. The Spirit himself testifies together with our own spirit, assuring us that we are children of God, and if we are his children, then we are his heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing his suffering if we are to share his glory as well. The overcomer at the seventh ascent, which is the church of the Laodicean, inherits God and rules with God by a joint seating from the throne of the Lamb. He that sits on the throne becomes an iconographer of the universe of God. He that sits on the throne becomes a pantocrator of the universe of God. This is the beauty of the church of the Laodicean. Walk in this consciousness. Shalom.